Audio Boom, Joe De Niro once again, February day 14. And talking about those little white lies that our parents told us. And, man, I'm not coming up with anything. Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, you know, those are the little white lies. It's a hard one. I'm sure there's things that my parents told me, and it's just not coming to me. Oh, if you don't eat your vegetables, you won't grow up to be big and strong. I used to get that drilled into me. Drilled. You won't grow up to be big and strong. And it's ironic because I remember having a discussion with Anne. Oh, I think when my oldest one was born, or shortly thereafter, and discussing, I guess when we were in the phase when we were starting to feed baby food, and she was doing fine with baby food and vegetables and stuff like that, but I said, you know, if we ever cross this dilemma, it's going to be really interesting to have that discussion about, you know, if you don't eat your vegetables, you won't grow up to be big and strong. Because at that time, and not that I'm a big fan of vegetables now, but I can eat broccoli, I can eat spinach, I can eat, you know, some of the greens, actually, I do actually okay with now. But at that time, it really was, I didn't do broccoli at all. I could do spinach, I could do green beans, but I was really reluctant. I wasn't a big vegetable fan. I remember saying to her, I said, you're going to have, it's going to be a really interesting discussion because, you know, my wife eats vegetables, no problem. I mean, she had her druthers, she'd be doing stir fries, much to my dismay. And I said, you know, how are you going to have that argument? Because here I am, 6'3", 200 plus pounds, you know, built like a tank. And here she was at 5'3". You know, you can't have that. You can't have that discussion about you. You know, you're if you don't eat your vegetables, you won't get big and strong. The kids would be looking at to go, Dad doesn't eat vegetables. Mom does eat vegetables. No, I don't think so. Those are a couple. I honestly can't. This is a tough one. I just, you know, if I probably sat down and thought about it a little bit, I probably could come up with a few more, but I always remember the vegetable one. Oh, man, it got drilled into me. You know, clean your plates. There's people, you know, that's not really a little white lie. I mean, people are starving in other countries, and, you know. But my parents my mom was always the one who did all this stuff, you know. People starving in the rest of the world, and it used to be like, well, give it to them. I don't want it. I don't like vegetables. You won't grow up big, be big and strong. That's okay. I'll live with that, you know. Anything to not eat vegetables as a kid. So, anyway, so vegetables. That was my little white lie. And we didn't use it, though. I didn't use it as a parent. So, what did I used to use as a little white lie with the kids? Oh, I used to threaten if they were naughty, particularly my two big ones. I used to threaten that I was going to call Santa. I used to pick up the phone and be like, all right, I'm calling Santa. That's it. I'm done. Tired of this. No, Dad, don't call Santa. Please, please, please. Oh, my God, I was terrible with that. But so that's my little white lie. I'm guilty of threatening to call Santa all the time on my kids when they were getting a little out of hand. So anyway, folks, hopefully everyone's still having a great day because, you know, I only talked to you like 15 minutes ago. Got one more of these to do, and we're done. All right, take care, folks.